Good to be here. I don't know when I've been this nervous. Sat there and I looked at this pulpit. Thought that's the most sacred place there is in Jamestown. Yes, sir. And it's to be kept that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey.
God's given me a message. Preach. And I talked to Brother Kevin here not long ago, and I told him I was working on it. He wanted me to preach at Amazing Grace. I've preached several times since then, but he wanted me to preach it here. And I don't say nothing to hurt nobody.
I'm the Lord, preacher.
I just want to preach the truth.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey.
The Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
That's right.
That's right.
I trust you'll pray. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. I'm not going to read all this chapter, just a few verses in it here and there for a thought. Starting verse 1, so then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16-year-old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did that was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord, don't you notice this? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Then drop down there in verse 16, and when he was strong, his heart was lifted up in destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense unto the altar of incense. You may be seated.
Oh my. Lord, help us today.
I've heard it been said, it doesn't matter what I do. It affects nobody. But I won't preach today on this effect. It does affect what we do. The Bible said that no man liveth himself, and said no man dies to himself. So whether we live in the Lord, and whether we die, said we die to the Lord.
Yep, that's right.
Here God had took this man when he was 16 years old and made him a king. And God had blessed him there. He was king for 52 years.
Right.
And God had blessed him. He was God's man.
Yep.
But you know, but he got lifted up in pride.
Right.
And you know, the Bible said that pride go before destruction.
Yep.
And haughty spirit before a fall.
Right.
Yep. I mean, listen, folks, we're serving the same God now that Uzziah was serving.
Hey.
He's the same God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and said, I change not. God ain't changed his mind about things. And brother, God's still dealing with folks today. And God had blessed this man. Don't you notice how that he took this 16-year-old boy and he was made a king. And down through the years, how God had prospered him. And no doubt in my mind, folks, that he had went down to I'll just put it in our hillbilly terms, okay? He called it the temple, but I'll say he went down to the church house.
Right.
I say he attended the temple church many, many times.
Right.
And God had blessed him. And he got famous. Bible said he was known even way down into Egypt.
Yep.
I mean, they'd heard of him for miles and miles around. They had heard about this man. And not only that, but he was a builder. He built engines of war. before, and God had really prospered him. And not only that, but he was a farmer, and he had, and my friend, he had many done many, many things. How God had blessed this man. I'm here to tell you, brother, we're here today because that God has blessed us abundantly. But listen, folks, of what he did, it not only affected him, but brother, it affected the other members of his family. The Bible teaches us, as I quote the scripture, don't never think what we do, it only affects us. Brother, be folks down through the years, they'll remember what we done. Holy shit, brother, but well, after a while, Uzziah got lifted up in pride, and he went down to the house of God, and brother, he's going to burn incense unto the Lord, but that was not his job. Brother, the priest says, was only one qualified to burn incense. But oh, brother, he went down there. He's going to take the place of God's men. Brother, we better be careful of what we do today. God, there's consequences in what we do. I don't know why God won't be preaching this, but brother, listen, we don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves. Whoa, but he went down there and started to burn incense. He was out of his calling.
That's right.
He was out of his place when he went down there to the temple.
Yep.
And they said, you know, these 80 priests went in to get him.
Yep, that's right.
80 priests went to get one man.
Yep.
Now, I want you to notice this. The Bible said he was wroth with the priests.
Yep.
He got mad at them, Brother Josh, and the priests. I'm here to tell you, I'm just going to preach what God gave me. Getting on my nervous spell now. But listen, he was very angry with the preacher. We better be careful not get mad at God's man. Brother, listen, these consequences to pay for that. All these priests, God had anointed him. That was their job. But he got mad at them in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've been in this thing for a long time.
Sure, preacher.
I've seen folks get mad in church.
Yeah. Right.
It's you?
Yes, sir.
Especially in business meetings.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen them down through the years shouting, pound on the same service.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, brother, better be careful what we do.
Right.
He went down to the house of God. Brother tried to do something he was not qualified to do. Then he got mad at the preachers. Brother, when they told him to get out of there, in other words, this is not, that don't pertain to you. That's not your job, the burning and sins. That's for God's men. I'm here to tell you, brother, this pulpit is for the men of God. That's been anointed and called of God to preach the gospel. It's a sacred place.
Amen.
Amen. He got all mad about it.
Yep.
Now you now notice here. Boy, you're real quiet today, and I'm glad of it.
Preacher.
Don't you notice how God had blessed him? How God had his hand upon this man. But brother, when he got mad down at the house of God, he got mad at the preacher, so to speak.
Yep.
Don't you notice what happened to him? Leprosy came upon him.
Yep.
God set the leprosy upon this man. Here's a man, no doubt, lived in luxury. Here's a man, my friend, had everything that he wanted. But brother, because he went down to the house of God, got mad at God's preacher down at the house of God. God set the leprosy upon him, and he spent the rest of his days in a several house.
That's right.
I looked that word up, see what it means. It means a sanatorium.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Here he left what he had. And went down and lived the rest of his time. I don't know how many years he lived.
Go ahead.
But brother, he lived the rest of it away from what he had been enjoying.
Yes, sir.
All because he got mad down the house of God.
Right.
Yep. Not on this, but listen. It affected his son.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, preach.
I don't know how often he went to the temple. I don't know how many trips he had made there over the years. But he went time after time after time. But brother, listen. Brother, after a while, brother, when he went to the several house, I want you to notice the Bible teaches us, my friend, that his son, here, I'll be over the next chapter, his son, Jonathan, took his place.
Right.
Yep. I want you to notice in this now, Jonathan would not go to church. He went not, the Bible said. He went not to the temple.
Well, that's right.
Now, I'm just going to preach,
yeah.
Kevin. We better be careful what we do.
Right.
I thought, I studied on this. I thought, Lord, why did his boy go to church?
Yeah.
He probably thought, said this, I've seen Daddy get mad at the house of God.
Go ahead, preacher.
Oh, brother.
Hey.
I've seen Daddy throw a fit down the house of God.
Yeah.
I thought, God, how many people today count sick staying at home because they saw Daddy and Mother get mad at the house of God.
Right.
And they said, I've got no, I've got no bit of confidence in it. His own boy would not go to church. Oh, how sad how that is.
That's right.
Brother Donnie, I thought about you when I was studying this. We've got folks here in this church. They've got three generations of them are coming. You know the reason why they are? They saw them to be faithful to the house of God.
Hey.
They didn't hear them talking about the pastor. They didn't hear them talking about the singers. They just come to the house of God. But Uzziah's boy would not go to the house of God.
Oh my.
How sad that is.
Yes, sir, preacher. What about
how
that?
Sad. I'll just say this. My son, we only have one child. My son was almost 49 years old before he got saved. Oh, I pastored churches. We've been places. We've seen folks throw fits. We've seen folks do things they ought not to do. I'm not saying this boastfully, but one day down in Cookeville, Tennessee, we met with him down there. We went out to eat. He said to us, he said he's working for a man supposed to have been saved. And he had all kinds of language. He said, Mom and Dad, he said, you're the only two we got confidence in. Whoa! Thank God, but listen, I hear about 10, 11 years ago, he got born again by the power of God. Oh, listen, I won't live my life. Brother, where folks, I can say that he wasn't much of a preacher, but he did try to do right.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, preach, brother.
Jonathan, his son, would not go to church. Don't you notice something else? And his son, Ahaz, what he was.
Oh, brother.
That was you guys. Grandson. He not only he didn't go to church, he closed the doors to the church.
You're right. That's truth.
He locked them up.
Yeah, brother.
Other folks couldn't go.
Oh, my.
Oh, listen, it's serious, ain't it? It's a serious business to what we do. It will affect others. Oh, but listen, my friend, I've seen it. Listen, there's a lot of church doors. This is the saddest thing there is. Drive by a church at one time. Brother had the power of God. One time folks worship there, and you drive by there now, and they're closed up.
You're right.
I lived in Dayton, Ohio for 30 years. Pastor churches. Listen, I back up there a few years ago. I got to preach a homecoming at a church, and I got there pretty early. I thought he was in the Northridge section of Dayton. I thought I'm going to drive around here, Some of these churches I used to hold revivals in, so many churches I preached in, I drive there, Brother Kevin, and there's four or five cars in the parking lot. Church where I started out at said there's only about 24 people there now. One time that place was full, shouting up and down the aisles. Oh, that breaks my heart to see that. But Ahaz, Uzziah's grandson, he closed the doors to it.
Go ahead, preacher.
God help us.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, it can't happen. Amazing grace. Oh, don't you never think we're beyond Satan's reach.
You're right. Truth.
He could tear us up.
Yeah,
I'm going to say this, and I hope Kevin don't get mad at me.
You mind the Lord, preacher?
We've got about 7-8 preachers in this church. Yeah. As far as I know, they've never been a hard feeling against either one of us.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
But he, devil, will give anything to get me and Kevin into it with each other.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Get me stirred up with Brother Wayne or Brother Matt or somebody.
Yeah.
That's the, it ain't about us no how. It's all about him.
Praise the Lord. That's right, preacher.
But now, Uzziah had a great grandson.
Yeah, brother.
I like this part
of it.
He had a great grandson. His name was, it left my, what is, Zechariah, wasn't it? No. Let me get back up and read it. Amen. Hezekiah. Hezekiah was his name. Hezekiah, notice what Hezekiah did. When he got to be king, Hezekiah opened up the doors of the house of God. Hallelujah to God. But for a man that went in, and the Bible said he repaired the doors. I wonder what's wrong with them.
Go ahead.
They'd been shut for a long time. But he went in, my friend, and repaired the doors to the house of God, and he opened it up again. Hallelujah for somebody that's got a vision for God. I say hallelujah to him. But that's what we need in this day and time.
Amen.
I'll tell this. I don't tell stories, but this happened.
Go ahead.
I was up here at Allard here the other day, and I heard somebody holler my name. And I looked around, I couldn't see nobody. And the fellow that was with me, I said, you see anybody? He said, I don't see nobody. I walked out to the car. This fellow followed me out there. You know what he had? He called, and I still don't know who he is. I'm ashamed to ask him because he knowed me. And I just talked to him. And he said, what I want to talk about, he bought this empty church building. He said they was going to turn it into something else. He said, I didn't want that. He was not a preacher. He said, I bought it. He said, I'd like to get you come here and hold a revival. He said, I ain't got no congregation. Well, that wouldn't be my first. I've done it before. They folks in Indiana one time called me and said, hey, come, we've rented a building. Won't you come over and hold a meeting? I got over there. It wasn't a very big place, but they filled it up. I've folks from other churches that come. Well, listen, I'm glad somebody has got a burden, has got a vision.
Yes.
Amen. Brother, I'm here to tell you my life's about gold, but I want to spend the rest of it working for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm glad that somebody opened up the doors to the house. I'd like to see another church. Let me say this. Did you know churches are closing by the hundreds?
Yep.
They are. There's one right here right out of town. Got a sale sign on it.
Sure.
It's up for sale. Should never be. Oh, I love the church house, don't you?
Oh, yes, brother.
I respect the house of God. Amen. I preach what God gave me. I know it ain't very long. But I just preach what the Lord gave me this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, what we do does affect others. Uzziah, I wonder about him. In the sixth chapter of Isaiah, he started this off. He said, the year that King Uzziah died.
Yep, right.
He said, I saw also the Lord. I wonder why Uzziah had to die. Now, this is what we do that affects others. And I thought about this. In the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus called his disciples. He called, they were fishermen. He called old brother Peter. He was out there fishing, you know, mending his nets. And he called him and said, "Follow me." And he followed the Lord.
That's right.
But after Christ was crucified, what did Peter say one day? He said, "I think I'll go fishing."
Yeah.
He went right back to the things that God told him not to do.
Right.
And they followed him.
Yeah.
They got out there and they toiled all night and they didn't catch nothing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it does affect what we do.
Definitely.
I'll give you the message.
That's good preaching.
And I just remember this one thing. We will stand before God someday. Now listen, folks. I preach in churches that some folks don't even believe in the judgment. That's pitiful. I'm not going to the white throne judgment. I'm going to the judgment seat of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
You are too if you're saved. But now if you're not saved, you're going to the white throne judgment. That's where the dead is going to stand. Ain't that right?
Yep.
There in that day. Oh, I'm glad that I'm going to be with the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll give you what God gave me.
Hey.
Come on, Brother Kevin.
All right.
Let's stand our feet.